will be led in a closing prayer by Reverend Andrew Seville from the Holy Trinity ARP here in Grand Rapids as well. We certainly want to thank WFUR again for broadcasting this, for Seventh Reform, for hosting us, for our organist for the evening, Dr. Barbara Domage as well. Thank you. And for you brothers, again, thank you for your willingness to come and to participate, for those of you who have come to attend and to pray as well. But this is not the end of our work. We are told to rise and go. And that is what we must do as well.
Our last scripture reading tonight, reading from Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And let us pray. O Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we bless your precious triune name. We bless your great and awesome name that is to us everything, that name that is to us sweet because you have taught us that it is sweet. You are, as we have confessed, our great Creator, giving us life and breath and all things tonight. Every blessing, every outward mercy from you, O Lord. And you are, Lord, as we have confessed as well, our dear Savior, our only hope, our Redeemer, our all in all, our everything. And so, Lord, we come to you tonight so thankful that you have called us by your Spirit and your Word into the fellowship of your triune name, that you have called us, O Lord, by your Word and Spirit into your church. And Lord, we thank you, as we just read, that this church, the whole family in heaven and earth, is named with your name. We are the people of God. What a privilege it is to know you. What a privilege it is to have your tender care and mercy following us all the days of our lives. What a privilege it is, O Lord, to be singled out and called by your name, delighted in by you, the apple of your eye, a people redeemed by Christ, redeemed from all lawlessness to be zealous for good works. Lord, we have prayed tonight. We have spent much time in prayer. And that is a good thing. We are often far too active and busy for you without coming into your presence, without coming individually into our private prayer closets, without coming together as families, without coming, O Lord, enough, with enough fervency as your people together. And so we bless you for bringing us together tonight to pray. And we bless you that because we belong to you, we have been adopted through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have heard our prayers. You have granted us wonderful access, and we have come. We have come with confidence. We have come in with boldness, not in ourselves, but in Christ. And Lord, you have taught us to come knowing that you love us with a love that is incomprehensible, that surpasses knowledge. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the time we have spent. We thank you for every praise and adoration offered from hearts that you have purified by faith. We thank you, O Lord, our God, that you have taught us to thank you, to be a people who forget not all your benefits, but remember and count them and offer them back to you. We thank you, O Lord, that you have taught us to call upon your name for our every need, to raise petitions to you tonight for ourselves, for the church, for our society, for our neighbors, for the lost. Remember, O Lord, these prayers. In your grace, answer, O Lord, these prayers. And we pray these things, Lord, tonight. We pray these things not only for our sake, but we thank you that you have taught us to enjoy you forever. But we pray these things not only for our sake, but we do pray them, O Lord, for your glory, that you might be glorified in us as you work in us, as your power is seen in us, in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever. To him be glory, to you be glory, to the Spirit be glory, we pray, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.